This is KNKX. Fans of Seattle's new professional hockey team, the Kraken, are getting to know their first head coach. Dave Haxtell has only had one other head coaching job in the National Hockey League. We learn more about him and what's next for the team from KNKX sports commentator Art Teal. Art, this announcement was quite a surprise.
Yes, I think the Kraken fans and sports fans in general here have been waiting for this announcement for a long time, but nobody had this guy's name on the list. Dave Haxtell is 52. He was an assistant coach with the Toronto Maple Leafs for the past two seasons, but he made his reputation as the head coach in college at the University of North Dakota, where they were extremely successful, the dominant franchise in college hockey. They made the playoffs 11 consecutive years, won two national titles, had 11 All-America selections, and then he went from North Dakota to become the head coach of the Philadelphia Flyers in the NHL, the first coach to make the leap from college to the pros top job in 33 years. And it didn't work out real well. He spent 4 years there and got fired halfway through his fourth season. Even though they made the playoffs twice, he admitted in the press conference Thursday that he wasn't ready for the pace, the length, and the intensity of the NHL. I was impressed by that candor, and he didn't shrink away from the shortcomings there. He came back into the game as an assistant coach in Toronto. He was the defensive assistant there, and that's going to be his emphasis here. And he really wants this second chance, and I think second chance coaches can show a great improvement from the first time around.
Right, and Seattle sports fans know a little about coaches getting second chances in the pros, right?
Yeah, they certainly do. General manager Ron Francis, who made this hire, he did it with the approval of CEO Todd Leiwicki. And Seattle sports fans may remember Todd Leiwicki is the guy who hired Pete Carroll. And in fact, when Leiwicki was president of the Seahawks, he got a lot of criticism for hiring a guy whose success was in college, just like Haxtell. And Leiwicki also gave a second chance when he was CEO of the Sounders.
You're talking about Siggy Schmid, who had coached with the Columbus Crew and LA Galaxy.
Yes, Leiwicki scooped him up to become the Seattle Sounders' first coach as an expansion team in 2009. So the historical analogies prevail strongly in this hire with Leiwicki. And I asked him if he was satisfied with what he got, even though this was a mystery hire to many in the NHL. And he said, after meeting him, after meeting his family, he told me, I slept like a baby last night.
Excellent. Well, where does the team stand now, Art, in the run-up to the start of the inaugural season in October?
The coach was a big hire. They now have a chance to focus on players. They have the number two pick in the amateur draft, which is coming up on July 23rd and 24th. But before that, there's the expansion draft on the 21st, when they can take players from established NHL teams to fill out the roster. And that's going to be a big deal, because up till now, it's all been arena, or it's been something about the general manager. But fans want to identify a face and a name with the coach and the players. And certainly the Kraken franchise is looking forward to this, because they have 32,000 people on their season ticket list that they got in the first hour when they opened the phones in March of 2019. And now in October, they're going to have an arena, a coach, players, and a team to call their own.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.